So how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I don't think I've ever met you before.
No, I don't think so. No.
I've seen lots of pictures of you, though.
Yeah. Facebook, perhaps.
No, just from your dad's office.
This week's episode, Michael Gorgon. Michael Gorgon is an Emmy award-winning actor and director, and starred in films such as SLC Palmer, Newsies, and Leaving Las Vegas. He also won an Emmy for his portrayal as David and David's mother. He authored 4 books as well. Today, I'll be interviewing him to find out his view on being famous. I just got a few questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
Get right into it. Okay. What is the most memorable moment on set for you?
We were shooting during the pandemic, and we had to shut down. Because of we were about 10 days into shooting, and I had actors that had to go back. One actor from Spain, he had to go back to his country, and then some actors from Russia, they had to go back to theirs. And eventually we were able to, after a couple months work, get them back into the country. And so I very much remember, once we were able to shoot again, getting back to the set after having, not just for me, but for the entire crew, you know, after a while, crews can get grumpy and actors get snotty and all that. But after 2 months of everybody being quarantined, we were so happy to be back on set.
So I know you received an Emmy for David's mother. How did receiving an Emmy like change your career? Did you become more popular, well known?
Well, you know, I would say, so I was pretty young, and definitely helped my career for sure. But I was also, so like, there's different kinds of famous, and like I've never been like super famous. And I never really wanted, or I like acting, but I don't like a lot of attention.
Yeah.
I like some attention, but I don't know if I'm really, you know, being a celebrity is not, never really been my thing. So winning the Emmy and being on a TV show early on and everything, I kind of rebelled against that and sort of moved into directing and doing other things. I enjoyed it. But I think it kind of, what did it do? Well, I kind of got into this, your show is about fame, right? Is that right?
Well, yeah, podcast. It's like about famous people. Yeah.
About famous people. Okay. So here's a, this is the category of famous that I was, is, especially when I was on a TV show for a long time. And during that period, I wasn't so famous that people were like, oh, you're Michael Gorgon. What would happen is people would go see me and go, hey, don't I know you? Did we go to high school together?
Oh.
I was like, nah, we didn't go to high school. It's like, no, I'm serious. I think we were in a class or something. Nah.
Recognizable?
Yeah.
Recognizable, but like, not, yeah.
Exactly. So everybody thought I was like somebody from high school that they
That's hilarious. So this is a question actually requested over one of my friends.
Yeah.
How is the movie industry contrary to what people believe it is? Is it any shocking differences?
Well, I mean, it's like high school, I guess. It's a big, vast sort of thing with lots of different cliques, and, you know, there's the popular kids and there's the outcast and the, and you know, the big budget films and all that, or, and big celebrities, that's kind of what you would imagine it is. Mm. But I guess, you know, there's lots of pockets of people and lots of different people doing different things. So I think like anything, it's tough to generalize because it's such a big industry. In terms of shocking, I think oftentimes people assume celebrities and stuff are obnoxious, and I've only met a few. You know, a lot of people, famous actors or people like that, tend to be kind of nice people. Yeah. Either they're genuinely nice or they put on a nice front, and they're, you know, they're polite but yeah. they're distant. Yeah, you know. But I'd say that's kind of surprising, like how many decent people there are.
After you received the Emmy, back to the Emmy.
Yeah.
Do you think, you know, you said there's cliques of people. Do you think you became one of the more recognizable people? Like, did your status elevate?
I don't know. What clique was I in? I was in the weirdo clique. The kind of didn't want to. I actually, here's a fun thing. When I was on Party of Five and I was doing movies and everything. Mm-hmm. I drove a Chevy Caprice, which is a cop car that I got at an auction I spray painted it matte black.
Oh,
so that's who I was.
That kind of seems funny.
People would show up to premieres in like Porsches and stuff, and I'd show up in a
like a cop Chevy. Cards. Like, yeah. Hey, you're all under arrest. Give me that Porsche.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Yeah.
Well, thank you again.
Absolutely.
Hope you have a great day. Good luck with the editing.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope this exports correctly. Give my best to your dad, and good luck. I hope you get into the school of your choice.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Levi Shapeland. See you next time on Famous.